Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A freeze warning continues.
Daytime highs approaching 58 today under mainly clear skies. Clear skies tonight, 35. More clouds than sun tomorrow, highs around 56. Mainly sunny skies and dry Saturday and Sunday, upper 40s Saturday, low 60s by Sunday.
I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Right now, 28.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State University says they are working to try and get more teachers into the workforce across the state of Kansas, especially those that may be qualified to become special education teachers in the state. As KSNT News reports that according to the Kansas State University, they say that they have announced their new Special Education Master of Arts and Teaching program that is a new master's degree program being offered designed to put Kansans on a fast track towards becoming special ed teachers in Kansas. According to the university, they say the program is entirely online and available to anyone that may have a bachelor's degree already. The program takes a total of 16 months to complete, and graduates would earn a master's degree as well as a Kansas teaching license for both elementary and special ed. In other news, local organizations around the state of Kansas say they are teaming up to try and help families that may be struggling with the lack of supplemental nutrition assistance programs, with the potential of SNAP benefits not being released to individuals across the state by this weekend.
This October at Midwest Kia, the deals are scary good. Bring your trade and get an extra $1,000 trade assist on every model. Watch out for the Reaper. He's slashing prices on all remaining 2025 models. Save thousands off the sticker and drive away with special financing as low as 0% APR. And if you're looking for a spine-tingling lease deal, every K4 EX in stock is just $249 a month. Don't forget to bring the kids down Monday, October 27th for our yearly Trunk or Treat Extravaganza. Midwest Kia, right on the corner of Kellogg and Tyler, or shop online anytime at MidwestKia.com. But hurry, these hauntingly good offers vanish at the stroke of midnight, October 31st. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
0% APR up to 48 months on new cars only. $28.83 per month for $1,000 finance. Subject to credit approval. K4 EX lease on 24 months with 10,000 miles per year and $3,499 due at signing plus tax and fees. See dealer for details. Offer expires 10/31/2025.
Mental health and addiction issues for teenagers across the state of Kansas continue to be an issue. However, there is a new treatment center in South Central Kansas that will be helping teenagers across the state that may be battling that substance abuse or needing treatment support.
I think there's just limited programming, limited accessibility to inpatient support for individuals under 18. So I think expanding on that program is necessary. A lot of people are affected by it. I think everybody knows somebody who probably suffers from either addiction or mental health.
That audio from KSN News is the Cherry Creek Treatment Center is expanding their services with a new adolescent program, making a new era for teen health support across the entire state of Kansas. The new center opened their doors as of Thursday last week for a sneak peek of the new program, with a statement from Heath Belcher, the CEO of the Cherry Creek Treatment Center, saying that they're looking forward to treating up to 15 different teens a month with different counseling services, along with different types of therapy and treatment.
We know you love the RV lifestyle. Whether it's a camper, motorhome, or travel trailer, make sure you have the right insurance policy for your next trip. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer affordable plans with great coverage for your needs. We can customize your policy to ensure your days of leisure are stress-free. Protect your home away from home with affordable recreational vehicle insurance from Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing federal government shutdown, Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Evnen says that he's asking a district court judge to pause a lawsuit over whether he will hand the state's voter data over to the federal government. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say Nebraska Solicitor General Cody Barnett, along with the state attorney general's office on behalf of Evnen, had filed the motion asking the case to be delayed so Evnen could continue discussions with the U.S. Department of Justice over how voter privacy would be protected with handing over that information. Negotiations have been paused because of the ongoing federal government shutdown, as they say that Justice Department attorneys have not been able to work even on a voluntary basis. And Evnen anticipates the discussions, quote, will yield an agreement that will impact the arguments made in the case. The motion also says that Evnen will not be sending the requested voter data to the federal government during the course of the ongoing lawsuit. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
October is National 4-H Month, and it's a time to recognize a program that's been shaping confident, capable young leaders. 4-H is about hands-on learning, whether it's raising livestock, exploring robotics, cooking, or leading a community project. Here's Susie Latta and Brooke Oldie talking more about that and what ages can be a part of 4-H.
I think it's just important to let people know that 4-H is vibrant and well in Kansas and Marshall County, and just to celebrate the life skills that 4-H teaches kids is a great way to kick off the new 4-H year and get people excited about finding their spark and becoming career ready, I guess. You can sign up for 4-H by calling your local county extension office here in Marshall County. We're located in the basement of the courthouse. Anybody between the ages of 7 and 19 are eligible to be in 4-H. Sometimes we do have younger 4-Hers that are 5 or 6 that are clover buds, and they could participate, but it's on more of a less competitive level, and they just kind of sign up for exploring 4-H and not necessarily any specific project.
I think it's important to showcase all the hard work that our kids have been doing throughout the year and try to encourage other families to get their kids signed up as well. So you can join 4-H by enrolling online, and if you have any questions, you can reach out to your local extension office. And 4-H is for youth ages. For age 5 and 6, we have the Clover Bud program just to kind of get their feet wet with 4-H. And then after that, you can be age 7 to 18.
Over the years, 4-H has grown and adapted to meet the needs of today's youth.
I think 4-H is always trying to change to keep up with the times of the changing world and adding new projects, like robotics would be an example. A lot of times 4-H gets a kind of a bad rap, or people think it's really traditional, that it's just cows and cooking, but 4-H is so much more than that. You know, we have all the different, you know, livestock project areas, but yet we have things like dog, cat, hand pets, or we have things like, you know, robotics and rocketry, electricity, shopping in style, and, you know, just anything that you might have an interest in, there's probably a place in 4-H for you. And it's just a great way to spend time with your family and learning life skills that'll help you be better and better adult in the years to come.
I think 4-H is kind of ever evolving. Some of the projects have either changed names or we've added new programs just to kind of stay current with what's going on. And I could see that continuing to evolve. But I do think being in a rural community that we continue to see good numbers of enrollment, because there's a lot of families that are next generation 4-Hers, but then at the same time we're seeing people tell their friends and get brand new families into it too. So.
And the impact of 4-H lasts a lifetime.
Oh, it's so great. It's so exciting to see younger 4-Hers, you know, work on developing their skills, turning into junior high and high school students. It's just neat to see all the hard work that they have put into their projects and to their skills that they're learning to become great adults. And it's really rewarding when you see your former 4-Hers become county commissioners, school board members, legislators, and even extension agents, you know, and to think that maybe you were a role model for them and that you made a difference in their life is super impactful, and it makes all the trials worthwhile.
I can say for myself, it's been really rewarding getting to work with kids the last few years and just seeing how their interests are piqued through their projects, see the really unique things that they do, and it's just a really full circle moment to know that you get to be a part of it.
An effort to promote Washington County is planned Thursday. Ryan Kern explains more.
Lattes and Letters is just a letter-writing campaign, and it's going to be hosted at the Cup of Joy here in Washington Thursday, October 30th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and it's part of the Love Kansas campaign. And what it is, it's a letter-writing campaign to attract people to come back to Kansas and Washington counties, and locals that know people write the letters. We mail them, and then we hope to have those people move back into Kansas and Washington County. The goal of the whole campaign to get people to move back to Kansas and Washington County is Kansas is a great state. Washington County is a great county. We have a great quality of life, low cost of living, and so we want to bring those people from outside the state back into our state and make our state grow. I think when a letter or a text comes from an individual that you know or a loved one, it makes a little more of a difference because it sends the message that you want them to come back to see you. And we did this with in the school program and had kids send it to grandparents that were outside of the state in hopes that they would, you know, pull on those heartstrings and bring them back. So it's a great way to pair it and get those people to come back.
Philip S. Phil Holly, age 62, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, with a rosary Thursday evening at 7, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Phil Holly. Neil E. Richter, age 90, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Zion Fancy Creek Church, south of Barnes. Burial in the church cemetery. Christy Andrews Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Neil Richter. Mary E. Rippenkroger, age 72, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service November 7th, 10:30, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mary Rippenkroger. Larry A. Crock, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. A celebration of life service is planned November 15th at the Marysville American Legion, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Larry Crock. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a chicken patty sandwich, baked Lay's, mixed vegetables, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, beef and noodles with mashed potatoes, French bread, pre-vegetable blend, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, and staying partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Staying mostly sunny throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Staying sunny as we head into Monday, staying warmer with our highs in the lower to mid-60s, then mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still more sunshine as we head into Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, and mostly clear skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still more sunshine as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late October 62, record high on this date 86. The average low 36 and the record low 19. Sunrise this morning 7:54, sunset this evening at 6:28. And a chilly 29 degrees this hour. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 30th of October. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, this is Lisa Durier, Life Care Center of Seneca. We hear, what's the big deal? And all nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as briefs, tissues, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care, it's included in the room rate. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Improve Marshall County's economy by voting yes on November 4th for the 30% food requirement, a common sense approach bringing more small business opportunities in Marshall County. By voting yes, you're supporting business growth and more tax dollars staying in your community. Remember to vote yes on November 4th on Marshall County's 30% food requirement, paid for by Wayne Cook, Sarge's Sports Bar.
That was quite the 1-2 punch. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Game 5 of the World Series, seeing Vlad Guerrero Jr. homer on the third pitch of the game last night, yet his wasn't even the first shot fired.
First pitch of the game, driven in the air, left field, that one's back, at the wall. Gone! Davis Snyder on the first pitch of the game blasts one over the left field wall, and the Blue Jays have taken a 1-0 lead. How about that? And this place is stunned.
Oog Shambi on ESPN Radio Toronto jumping on Dodgers starter Blake Snell. They never look back. They go on to a 6-1 win. They take a 3-2 series lead. Blue Jays starter Treya Savage, 7 innings, 12 strikeouts. That's the most ever by a rookie in a World Series game. Series head back to Toronto, game 6 tomorrow. Twins are hiring former Pirates manager Derek Shelton to be the new manager in Minnesota. He had a stint with the Twins as the bench coach pre-COVID. NBA, the Lakers have been shorthanded in the early going of the season, but they still have Austin Reeves.
Reeves gets loose, runner in the lane, good! At the buzzer, the Lakers win it on Austin Reeves, running bucket at the buzzer. He did it again.
710 ESPN LA. Lakers beat the Wolves in Minnesota 116-115. Grizzlies beat Phoenix by one. Ja Morant, the game-winning bucket with 7 seconds to go. Chicago 126-113 over the Kings. Bulls are 4-0. Celtics a 20-point win over the Cavs. Nuggets a 34-point rout of the still winless Pelicans. Nikola Jokic with his fourth straight triple-double to begin the season. Houston beats Toronto by 18. Kevin Durant a 31-point night. Hawks a 5-point win over the Nets, but Atlanta loses Trae Young to a sprained knee in the first quarter. The team says it is not an ACL. Anthony Davis leaves the Mavs game in the first quarter. Soreness in his leg. Dallas beats the Pacers 107-105. Blazers hang on for a 136-134 win over the Jazz. 270 combined points.
Straight Talk knows the best holiday gift is simply saying yes.
Yes, you can stay up late.
Sure, more cookies.
Of course we can watch that movie again.
That's why we give you real unlimited data, so you can say yes to all of your family's streaming, scrolling, and sharing. And now at Straight Talk, get another gift worth giving. A free 5G phone with select plans. Because yes is the best gift to give.
Yes!
And receive. Available at StraightTalk.com and Walmart. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
It's Macy's Friends and Family, the best time to kickstart your holiday shopping with big savings on our best brands like DKNY, Hugo Boss, Karl Lagerfeld Paris, and more at 30% off. Plus, take 15% off Valentino, Gucci, and more top beauty brands. Or Star Rewards members can earn $20 in Star Money for every $100 spent on eligible brands. Going on now, only at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Live continuing coverage of the state volleyball tournaments from Dodge City and Emporia Thursday, Friday, Saturday on KNDY and KNDY FM.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Even a new U.S.-China trade pact and an interest rate cut from the Fed couldn't inspire equities traders Wednesday. The Dow Jones fell back 74 points to close at 47,632. The S&P finished flat. The NASDAQ, though, added 0.5% for a new record close. Shares in Meta fell as much as 9% Wednesday after the parent to Facebook and Instagram disclosed a $16 billion one-time tax charge resulting from President Trump's tax and spending bill. Meta does expect long-term benefits from that package. More people are sipping Starbucks, with sales at locations open at least 1 year, up 1% last quarter. It was the first quarterly increase at Starbucks in nearly 2 years. More Outback Steakhouse locations are shutting down as part of Bloomin' Brands' overall turnaround plan. Workers at shuttered Outback locations will be offered opportunities to work at other company restaurants in the Bloomin' Brands portfolio. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Thursday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the fourth day of the trading week here in just a little bit. Let's take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. In the grains market, they finished up mixed across the board. They did start the day off mostly in the green, but some of those numbers went back into the red as the day went on. And a similar story for the seeds market, mostly in the green, and then started tailing into the red. And for the livestock, the cattle were deep into the green, and the hogs finished the day up mostly in the red. We'll see how these trends continue on throughout the trading day today. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, December corn up 2 cents at 434 even. March up 0.75 cents at 446 3/4. Kansas City wheat for December up 2 3/4 at 522 3/4. March unchanged at 538 even. In the oats market, December oats down 1.5 at 289.5. March down 1 3/4 at 309 1/4. In the bean market, November beans up 2
2 cents at 10.80 and a quarter. January down 0.75 cents at 10.94 and a half. Soybean meal for December up 2.20 at 308.70. January up $1.80 at 311.40. Soybean oil for December down a dime at 50.16. January down 9 cents at 50.53. In the canola market, November canola up 2.30 at 6.27 even. January up 2.50 at 6.41.30. In the cotton market, December cotton up 96 cents at 66.01. March up 91 cents at 67.51. And for the energies, crude oil for December up 34 cents at 60.49. January up 36 at 60.14. Unleaded gas for November up 4 cents at $1.97. December up 2 cents at $1.89. Heating oil for November up 3 cents at 2.42. December also up 3 cents at 2.39. And natural gas for November slightly down to 3.33. And December down 6 cents at 3.79. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Leaves falling into ponds can be a big problem for the amount of nutrients in that water source. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken describes this challenge and how pond owners can address it.
Leaves can bring with them a lot of nutrients. The fancy word that scientists use is allochthonous input, which just means it's coming from the environment outside of the pond. But we're bringing those nutrients into the pond or into the waterway that we have. And so adding those nutrients can cause issues like excessive algae growth. It can cause oxygen levels. And so when we have buildup of this organic layer, you can start to see issues with the amount of oxygen in the water, and that can start to drop. One of the big things that we see is, you know, over time, if these leaves are falling into the same area in a pond or a waterway, they tend to break down in that area slowly, but you can get a layer of thick pond sludge or pond muck, which is like a really dark, stinky substance that gets on the bottom of the pond, just is accumulating that organic material over time. Just not a pleasant thing to have in your pond.
Gerken details the dangers this debris can cause towards the pond and animals who use it for drinking.
If they're bringing a lot of nutrients and a lot of sediment with them into the pond, you know, that's going to cause your pond to fill in over time. And that's definitely something you're going to manage. If you're bringing in a lot of material through the watershed, you might need to drain out your pond or dredge out your pond more often. If you have a lot of leaves from trees right around your pond filling it in, but it can also be a concern for livestock. And so this pond sludge is at the bottom of the pond, and if you walk out into a pond that has it, it's almost like quicksand. So you'll sink into it really quickly. It'll kind of grab onto you and be hard to move. Livestock that might have access to that pond could wander in, and their legs might get stuck. They might start to sink down into that pond muck and turn into a dangerous situation.
He explains resources to help with this problem.
You know, if your pond kind of smells funky, if it has a lot of vegetation on it, if you take a step or two out into the pond and you start to sink down and the substrate's really, really dark black color, you might need to dig out your pond or dredge out your pond. Things like aeration might be beneficial. If that's something you'd want to do, I'd definitely recommend you reach out to your local extension agent or to me, and we could get you more information on how to properly manage that situation.
That was K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken discussing the concerns of leaves in ponds. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sale time 11 a.m. with around 800 head of early consignments, including one red Baldy 7-year-old cow with a red Simmental 3-week-old calf, one black bred cow spring calving, three black bred cows spring calving, four black steers weighing 4 to 450, 18 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 25 red and black steers and heifers 4.5 to 650. 8 black steers and heifers, 5 to 600 pounds, 15 mixed steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 22 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7, 30 Charlotte Cross yearling steers and heifers weighing 500 to 700 pounds, 70 black and red steers and heifers, 5 to 7, 57 black steers, 5 to 7, 65 red, black and white faced steers and heifers, 5.5 to 650, 8 black steers at 6 to 6.5. 41 black Charlotte Cross steers and heifers weigh 6 to 775. 50 Charlotte and black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8. 25 black steers and heifers 650 to 8 and a quarter with 8 weighing in at 7 to 8. 60 mixed heifers 8 to 8 and a quarter. 65 black steers 850 pounds. 65 black steers 850 to 9, 60 weighing 875 to 9, and 55 black steers off grass 875 to 9. Those early consignment listings for the sale today beginning 11 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Do you know the legend of the jack-o'-lantern? It's all about the origin of the carved pumpkin today from the old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 30th, the 303rd day of the year. Founding Father John Adams was born on this day, and Orson Welles' radio drama War of the Worlds was broadcast on this night in 1938. Do you know where the tradition of carving pumpkins originated? There's a centuries-old Irish folktale about a character named Stingy Jack, an unsavory character who roamed the earth with nothing but a burning coal, which he kept in a hollowed out turnip to light his way. Jack-o'-lanterns, as they came to be known, were first made from beets, turnips, or potatoes carved with scary faces to keep Jack away. When the Irish immigrated to America, they brought the tradition with them, but found that a pumpkin was much easier to carve than a turnip. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
731 from KNDY and a chilly 29 degrees, likely a freeze overnight. 59 are forecast high today and tomorrow.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's week number one of state playoffs for high school football across the state of Kansas, with many of the games starting tonight on Thursday as we kick off the different brackets from different classes, with the 6A football playoffs brackets starting off with number 13 Garden City taking on number 4 Manhattan, number 10 Wichita South against Washburn Rural that came in at number 7 at the end of their season, the number 14 Wichita West against number 3 Junction City, and number 11 Topeka High starting off against number 6 Derby in that 6A bracket. On the 5A side of things, number 13 Emporia starts off their playoff week number 1 against number 4 Hutchinson, number 15 Topeka West against number 2 Salina Central, number 11 Seaman against number 6 Liberal, and number 9 DeSoto against number 8 Highland Park. In the 4A division, it's number 14 Winfield against number 3 Wamego, and in the Class A brackets, it's number 16 Chapman against number 1 Andale. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and if the recent storms have damaged your home, there's only one place to call, Burwell Roofing and Construction. They have been a trusted roofer for over 25 years in the state of Kansas and will help you with any damage by working with your insurance company, giving you an honest and fair estimate, and using quality materials and labor to make sure your house is back to satisfaction. After a storm, there are a lot of roofing companies that come in from out of state looking to make a quick buck at your expense. Don't let that happen. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today or go online at burwellconstruction.com.
Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Monday night, the World Series is in full swing, and Game 3 between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers starts off the week at 7. On Tuesday, the Fall Classic continues with Game 4 at 7 p.m. Saturday morning, the weekend gets started with Big Noon kickoff at 9, followed by Penn State and Ohio State at 11. And on Sunday, Week 9 of the NFL puts the Broncos against the Texans at noon. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
It wasn't just the Sunflower Showdown for the college football teams, but also the 131st Volleyball Sunflower Showdown that happened over the weekend inside Allen Fieldhouse, as the Kansas State Wildcats ended up setting the number 14 Kansas Jayhawks for the first time since 2020, as the Cats won in all five sets, going 14-25, 25-17, 18-25, 25-23, and 15-8. The Wildcats also came from behind to take the fourth and fifth set in a thriller for a final set, going 6-1 in scoring to help them surge past the Hawks 15-8. It was a big weekend for Anya Clinton that led the Cats with that 16 kills and 20 points on the night. Senior Shaylee Myers also was right behind her with 15 kills, 16 digs, and 16 points overall. It wasn't just about the Sunflower Showdown, but it was also a big weekend for the Wildcats, ending their two-game losing streak and snapping the Jayhawks' five-game winning streak. Is now the Jayhawks are matched up against Cincinnati coming up on Thursday night. The Wildcats head to Salt Lake City for their matchup against Utah.
State volleyball tournaments underway with pool play in Dodge City Thursday for 1A Division I, including Frankfort and Centralia. Lady Panthers, 33-8, are the number 4 seed, and the Lady Wildcats, 11-29, are the number 8 seed. Both will be in Pool A with top seed Little River, 39-2, and 5th seed Gossel, 31-10. KNDY will air the Frankfort volleyball matches live on FM 95.5 at 10 a.m. versus Little River, 11 a.m. meeting Centralia, and 2 p.m. versus Gossel. Centralia sees Gossel at 10, Frankfort at 11, and Little River at 3. South Gray, 36-4, Spearville, 33-8, Greeley County and Quinter, both 28-10, round out Pool B. Thursday pool play winners advance to semifinals Saturday morning in Dodge City. Again, Frankfort Lady Wildcat Volleyball, airing at 10, 11, and 2 on Thursday on FM 95.5. Most of the area high school football teams will kick off Week 9 Thursday, with 6 p.m. starts for Axtell hosting St. John's Tipton and Hanover home to Osborne. Thursday, 7 p.m. starts for Valley Heights at TMP and Hayes, Washington County at El Saline, and Lynn hosting Wakefield. On Friday, Frankfort kicks off at Thunder Ridge at 4 p.m., the live broadcast on KNDY FM 95.5. Marysville will host Nickerson at 6 Friday, broadcast live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. And Centralia will host Onega, also kicking off at 6 on Friday. State volleyball pool play continues at Dodge City and Emporia. On Friday, we'll have the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs on AM 1570, FM 94.1, with the Hanover Wildcats and Lynn Lady Bulldogs live on KNDY FM 95.5 Friday.
KNDY.